I hope people recognize that the people that they're talking about taxing are the people out there that not only are those that have money and that are sitting on their wealth, but also the people who are starting businesses and growing enterprises. And if you raise taxes on people who are building businesses, they're not going to hire people. They're not going to have the funds to go out and bring more people into the workplace. So my orientation is not to lower taxes on the wealthy, but not to raise taxes on anybody. I want to get Americans back to work. And if one's priority is to take money from people who have a lot of it, why, you can vote for President Obama, because that's his orientation. If your priority is to get jobs for people, then you can vote for me, because I want to make sure that we do everything we can to get people who invest in creating jobs to do so in this country.
Governor, you would be the first independently wealthy president to walk into the White House in a long time. If you were elected, would you consider not accepting a salary from American taxpayers?
You know, we'll see what the future holds. I don't have any... I think that's kind of early for me to be thinking about that. A little presumptuous. I'm not even the nominee yet, but I'll get that consideration down the road. As you know, I did not take a salary when I was the person running the Olympics, and,
right.
And the same situation when I was governor of Massachusetts.
Well, and I don't mean to jump the gun on you here, but this is the first time we've had a chance to talk to you since you announced your campaign. And that in itself is something that we've talked about a bit on the air as our former governor. I wonder if that's because you've decided that in a general election, you would not go for a win in your own state of Massachusetts.
Oh, I would love to win in Massachusetts. And of course, Massachusetts broadcasts into New Hampshire, so I care very deeply about what the Massachusetts stations are saying, not just for my home state, but also for the states around, around New England. And I will campaign in Massachusetts and hopefully win Massachusetts. I know it's an uphill battle, but I saw today that increasingly people are saying that President Obama's a nice guy, but that he's over his head, and he's beatable. So that's what we'll be doing.